This has been an exclusive to DSMembers.com, the David Andrews Show on KYMR. And a hattie hattie, and a hi there. Glad to have you all with us. Woo, this is strange. My gosh, we're seeing folks we don't usually see. Yeah. Well, we had to go through the gambit, yes, or the gauntlet, however you want to put it. Get our open for the show. Icy's open. DeWolfie is here with us on a Saturday, and he's awake, and I forgot to email him to remind him of the show. No, Gambit's not here. The gauntlet. Duh. Wake up. Maybe you need to go back to sleep, Trev. Oh, we've got a whole bunch of folks, a special Saturday show, as we have David Andrews as our guest. David was with us Thursday night. We might pass this along also. Q-Ball is going to be recording the show for us. So what can we say? Yes, he is. Q-Ball, we really appreciate you doing that. Let's see who all we got. We got some Oracles visiting. Oracle April is with us. And Oracle Miffy, Hothead and all. The Wolfie, of course. Trev is here. Miss Icy, we'll get her on in just a second. Little Diva has joined us. Naomi's here. And, of course, Q-Ball is in the studios. David just now arrived. Yes, he is, Icy. Guardian Orchid is here. Oh, hi, Jill. Haven't seen you for a long time. Norda is here. And Angel Mist is back visiting with us. Miss Katza is here. Gosh, who else? Let me pop up in the clouds real quick so we can say hi to everybody up there. Mel Ferret and Sandy Lynn, Magic, Marker, Rickster is here, and Doja and Sudarini's all up in the clouds. Goodness gracious, nice group on hand. Hi, you Miss Icy.
Hello. Bumper,
Yeah. Oh, yes. I guess I need to go out and get that theme song, and I'll play that just before we go through the room and recognize everyone who is here. I keep thinking about doing that, and I forget to go look for it. Duh.
I'm trying to find it.
Oh, well, yeah. Miss Katz is with us online, and
Hi, the treasurer
is here.
Hi, I'm in the picture-taking room.
You're in the picture-taking room.
Oh, yeah, the picture kitty cat.
That's right. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, they're doing that right now.
Yeah. What room?
They're done.
Oh, they're done.
Oh, they're done.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
Another one at three.
Another one at three? Three where?
Yeah.
Where?
It's in the Event Center stage.
Okay, Event Center stage. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we set up the whole box of avatars.
I wonder who practiced it doing that. Give a girl a little power, she goes nuts. Trevster, you there, bud?
Yes, I are.
All of us
are
in glory. And without further ado, let's bring our special guest on with us, David Andrews. Hi, David. Glad to have you back with us.
Hi. It's good to be back.
Hi, David.
Hi there.
I know.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a hoot.
Yes, Miffy, we are.
You know, we didn't get a chance to test this beforehand. I mean, can you hear me okay? And are you getting
all
that sound noise? Okay, good.
No, we're
good.
Fine.
Yeah.
This is great.
We're fine.
Good.
Good.
I hear some kids, though, but I'm not sure if they're Katz's kids or your kids or if mine.
You can hear some noise behind?
No, I hear Katz's kids.
I know, computer.
Somebody slapped Q-Ball. Just send him to the void or something. Oh, my gosh, someone I can understand at last. One of your fellow countrymen, David.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, he's just outside London. England, yes.
Let's see, I got to remember what, north, east side of London? Is that right, Q-Ball?
No, he's not in London. Where are you?
He's not in London. Oh, wait a minute. No, Birmingham.
Birmingham.
No, he's a long way from where I come from.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Brummy,
yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I knew we had somebody in from London here. I mean,
no, we got two Oracle cats. What next?
Well, what can we say? Maybe the first going to fly? Would that be the case? Hi, Phantom.
We may all have to run. That
possibly. Well, hopefully somebody won't get the wild, bright idea to put us all into the void to do the show.
Oh,
why not?
From the void. Take away all
the Well, it was fun. Well, it was fun. I saw the pics in the VP of our little voyages up to the void and then our trip out to the jungle, which everybody appreciated. There were a few that kind of got lost. So I don't know how to get back to civilization from here.
I've been lost in the jungle a lot.
It's easy to do. It really is.
Yeah.
There's a few pieces in there that I have to remember how to work my way through because I don't get there that often. But for the most part, I can navigate my way through there. Oh, no, not another Brit. Oh, gosh, yes, it is. It's magic.
We're going to have a room full here.
Yeah, where's Spider and Galaxy when you meet him? Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. That would just about fill all of the contingents that I know of. We got a lot of great comments following our show Thursday night. We had a bunch of folks tuned in. We ended up with 135 listeners total for the night.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That was a good show. And a lot of questions got answered. And probably a lot of questions got raised. We're able to get bombarded with some new questions this time.
We
kind of decided not to run a raffle this time. DJ is only about 3/4 of the screen behind most of the night trying to track the questions that were being asked as we were scrolling through the the raffle.
I may be voided soon. I better shut up. Are you the one who called her aphid? Yes. I always do. Yeah. I've been doing that since before she was in an Acolyte.
Well, that would work. Yeah, I think Geisy and Poison Green would look good. You haven't got the heart to do it. I dare you. Meaner.
Hey, hush up now, man. I just need help.
Yeah.
I double wolf dare you.
We
don't need any wolf help either.
Yeah. Oh, all of the inquiring minds want to know. We got a call last night, a cell phone call. Somebody was at a restaurant known as Wolfie's, and lo and behold, they were out on a date. So did you have a good time on your date, Wolfie?
Yeah.
Yep, I did. Ooh, yeah. He was down. He was on the lake and everything.
Cool.
Yeah, he probably rowed the boat out in the middle of the lake so she couldn't escape.
Something like that.
I am so much help, aren't I?
Oh, yes, you are.
I
a lot of help.
But I are bashful.
Oh, yes, I know you are bashful, all right.
Yeah.
Well, did we get a question that rolled by me already? Dan's answering. Oh, okay. Now I understand. Just laugh along and pretend like you know what's going on. Yeah, you'll fit right in with the rest of us. We have no idea what's happening here.
Just tell me when to laugh, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, we got to send him a...
You fit right in anyway. You're one of us already.
Has anybody asked Thomas the Crown, Town Crier's question? Answer.
Right.
Yeah,
he has a question. He needs some new balls. Is that it?
Yeah. Can you say that on the air?
Well,
you did.
Probably not, but we just did. Yeah, that needs to go on your list, David. The Town Crier needs involved.
Okay. we'll get the creators team on it. No problem.
I can see his note that he posts, new balls for Town Crier. Okay,
so
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he does lead a rough life.
Oh. Standing out there.
Oh, it can't hear anything.
Uh-oh. Oh, man, no fair.
Yeah.
MK.
MK. Magic, M-A-G. No, M-A-G.
Oh, the other magic.
Magic.
He's having...
Yeah, the other
magic. Oh, okay. I was going to say, Magic Knights have computer problems, can't you tell?
No, nothing out of the ordinary. I hadn't noticed. The, ESP Magic, and ask
yeah.
them what they're seeing?
M-A-G-G-I-C.
M-A-G-G-I-C.
Okay.
M-A-G-G-I-C. So, did you get any new emails on questions, David, that you want to throw out answers at?
Didn't get too many emails at all. I did get some resolution on some of the things that we were talking about, which is really good.
Okay.
The first is that we've figured out a way to provide some more powers to hosts when they have games, but without compromising the power level I was talking about the other day. So basically what's going to happen is, and Robert's working on this, we're going to have some locales that have, that functionally the hosts own. And because they own them, they'll have more powers in them. And we'll be able to reveal more information about this as we develop it over the next few days. But it'll solve a lot of the problems that people were talking about the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be probably, it'll take us a week or two to get that implemented, but it won't take that long.
Good. And this will be across the board in all of the worlds where it's available then?
Yeah, wherever we have hosts, we'll be doing that. Yes, absolutely. The other thing is that I did see that in the VP there was somebody posted something relating to some changes in the client, and actually one patch that was missed when we upgraded the client, and they're concerned about it. It's the one that allows you to see what somebody's holding. And I know that we've got people, we have a lot of members, I think, that don't like that because they don't have to be able to reveal the engraving that might be on something, but there seems to be quite a large number of people that really would like to have the capability to be able to read the color codes and also more information about whatever somebody else is holding. And so we're putting that into the list of the things that will be introduced in the next client. And the other one was, I got an email from somebody asking about the turf list, and that was also mentioned the other night, about having turf lists that change if you go from one zone to another zone, and we're going to plug that into the next client too. So those are the two things that I got more information about that I can tell you about now. There's also something else that you might want to know about. Actually, you can see Twilight, who is standing next to you, and she has this very, very small CRT that she's holding. If you click on it...
David,
I'm sorry. I'm clicking on the wrong person here. Okay, yeah, that's Katza. Click on it, right, if you click on it, what you'll see is a web page that we rebuilt that was actually developed by one of the members. And it's a really good page that was developed by them, and they analyzed and described all of the functions in the client. And that will be useful. So if anybody wants more details about what's in the new client, they can see it by clicking on there, and the web page will come up.
Cool.
Who did that?
Sean Chance did?
Yeah.
Yep, he did it. And incidentally, he did a great job of it. I mean, it's nicely detailed. He got some good screenshots, and it made our life a lot easier in converting it into something that we could put on our own website. So I'd like to thank him again.
Is there an indication as to how long it might be before another new client is going to be released?
Well, that's one of those ouch questions, you know.
Let's get all the ouch questions out of the way early.
Yeah.
I have to stand up when I get those kinds of questions. Well, the good news is it wouldn't take us too long to do it. The bad news is the quicker we do it, the more chance we have of everybody getting really upset because then they have to download and install the new client. So we've got to kind of make sure that we get what one might call critical mass here, enough new features to make it worthwhile launching the new client. So what I would suggest is this. I'm going to basically leave the doors open for September and say to everybody, if you want new things in the client, email me in in September, and they'll be on the list. And at the end of September, basically we close it and say no more, and everything that we can introduce we'll package for the next release, and then probably 30 days after that, we'll go with the next release.
And I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Well, it's the only way I can figure out to make sure that we can do it without driving everybody nuts, but there again, on the other side, making sure that everybody gets a chance to say what they want in it. And I'm not going to promise that we can put everything in it, because some things are just not possible. But wherever they are possible and we can do it, we're going to do it.
Well, that would make it, you know, viable so that folks would have a chance to try it out. And, you know, if there's a reason why something can't be put into the client, then, you know, we're planning on trying to do our discussions with David about every 30 days, unless he's got something new or something comes up and we'd like to have discussion with him. We'll set up a special show, but we're going to try to do these about once a month. And do an afternoon show so that all of our UK friends can join us and the folks from Europe because of our time differences, and do one during the evening. So this way we keep a little better open door dialogue going with David. And, of course, Robert is usually tuned in. He was here in the studios for a while Thursday night, and then he went roaming someplace, but he was still listening to the show all night. And for all of you who got world announcements of ESPing me, that was not me. That was Robert who sent that out. That was
me who sent that out.
That
was actually Kat.
Oh.
But it was Robert's idea. Suggestion.
Oh. Well, see, I knew he had to be at the bottom of it someplace.
My new ability.
Yeah, sure. That's your story.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. I had people going, I was sleeping. What do you want? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what do you want?
Robert wanted me to test it out. I didn't know what to say, and so he told me what to write.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Boy.
I believe that.
If Robert's lining up to jumping off the bridge, you're going to follow?
How many ESPs?
I have really no idea, but I would say close to 100. Oh, yeah. It was so hot.
Really? Well.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised there was that many folks awake. That's what really got me. I'm going, uh-oh. You know, I figured I'd get some white out, but the screen just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. I'm going, oh, my gosh. Okay, fine. We didn't want to see what was taking place on the screen here or any part of the conversation. So nice of him to do that.
Isn't it, though? You
just feel so thoughtful. Oh, yeah. And you had, oh, gosh, I'm trying to think of all of the things that we covered Thursday night, and there was a boatload of them. Some updates with the a volume speaker. Oh, busted. You should be able to do it through your control panel to up your speakers.
Yeah.
If you go to your main control panel, that you should be able to bring the volume up on it. I think. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You might try that and see if that works. The speaker volume on the radio dial only goes so far.
Talking about
the one that stands in front of. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I see. Okay.
Yeah,
I can see how it is. Yeah. Interrupt us when we are so busy here.
Yeah, anybody home? Yeah, thank you, Mom. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What were we talking about?
I have no idea. Oh, yeah. David was explaining some of the things that he'd gotten some emails on in reference to our show, and some additions to the client is one of them. What else did you have?
Actually, I don't have any answers on a couple of the other big items. The one about the RPG, I haven't been able to get any information about it yet, but I'm working on it. And there was one that had something to do with summoning people to TERFs. That one, again, I'm working on that one. I don't have an answer on that one at all. They're both kind of more complex questions that require getting a lot of people kind of involved to figure out how it's done. So it's going to take me a few days, but I'm on it. If there's anything that I've forgotten, and I wrote down everything as we were going, but it's kind of difficult when you're kind of talking. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time, unfortunately. So,
I'm not the only one.
This is a test of the emergency moron system.
Brad?
Had there been a real moron in the room, he would have seen a small mushroom cloud where the idiot had been standing.
Actually, that sounds like the sorcerer double click in Second Kingdom. The small mushroom cloud, but that's okay.
I had them all worried. I had them all worried, so that's okay.
You had me worried, yeah.
Oh, my God. No, that was me.
That
one. I did.
Oh, God.
My graphics
were
messed
yourself?
Up.
You did yourself?
Yeah. My graphics were messed up.
Oh, okay. You got that?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, I are. But, of course, that was a little bit. You thought it was the bean commercial? Oh, you don't want to know about the bean commercial. No, you don't. What was it? No, actually, I was working on moving somebody, but that's okay. Oh, there's the mushroom cloud, yes. I keep forgetting I need some of those.
I think I have to make sure if you can have.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that would work just fine. Who was it? Somebody posted a question. It was after you had left, and now for the life of me, I'm trying to remember what the question was, because I didn't write it down, because I can't multitask at all.
Well, I have a suggestion.
If
you guys have questions for David, ESP me or Handsome DJ, and we'll just ask him right on the air for you.
Yeah, I can do that for those.
Yeah,
who,
don't ESP me.
Yeah, all of us.
Yeah,
here.
I see.
Everybody.
Yeah,
ESP.
I can't get a word in edgewise.
Oracle Katza.
No, not me.
Oh, yeah.
Just ESP your questions and we'll ask them.
The Tom, if you would post your question to the radio dial for me, please. Since you don't have your mic, I'd be glad to ask you. We have Tom B is from the UK is where he's posting, so he's probably going to ask, whereabouts in the UK are you? And actually, David's not in the UK.
Oh.
He's in the US, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see what.
Where am I from? I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Where am I from? Are you asking?
I don't think we ever. You did say London, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm a Londoner. Oh yes.
Yeah.
But you're not there now.
Gosh. No, you're
not
there
now. No, I've been in the U.S. for 20 years.
Where is the accent coming from, then?
Well, it's amazing. If I go back to the U.K., everybody thinks I'm an American. So.
you can't win.
I guess I need to be in the middle somewhere and a good swimmer. What part of London? I actually was born in West Hampstead in London, and I lived until I was about 10. I lived in the East End and kind of grew up there, and then eventually moved to North London until I kind of got kicked out, really.
Hey, if it's for me, I'm here. I have a question for you from Norda. Uh-huh. Will the amount of tokens we earn in Dreamscape be increased from 60 to at least 100 per Avi each hour?
There is a technical reason why we can't change the amount of tokens per hour for an Avi once a world is built. And it may sound a little strange, but it's the way that it was originally coded. It was coded into the system in such a way that it cannot be changed. So I guess the
built into the system, huh?
Once it's built in, it cannot be changed. Now, the only way we can do it is if we build a new world and replicate the other world and becomes a bit of a rat's nest of issues. So it's very, very unlikely that we can change the number of tokens per hour. So that's the answer to that one, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Any other questions, guys?
Yeah, Rob, well, Robert's been saying he's been trying to work on ideas to downsize the economies in both the worlds some and get it back into a more, normal order that, like it used to be. I remember 4 years ago, you know, you would see a rare item and it would be maybe selling for 50K, and that was a tremendous amount of T's at that time. And now it's nothing unusual to see an item or an unusual item go for a million T's or better.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's the nature of when you have a virtual world that's giving out tokens all the time. And can you imagine if we have 300 or 400 people in at any time, how many tokens are being put into the economy on an hourly basis? And you just crank the number and you'll see it's just a vast number. And plus it's been boosted in the past several times. Way back when I first joined Fujitsu, it was boosted for some reason or other that I don't even remember now. And so there was a big influx of additional tokens in there. So it's the nature of having a virtual world that's been around for a long time to have that number of tokens. What we're trying to do is we're trying to provide things into the virtual world that will give some people with a lot of tokens something to purchase that can actually start to pull out some of the tokens out of the economy. Because when you buy something from one avatar for a large amount of tokens, it actually does not take the tokens out of the economy, of course, because another avatar has them. When you buy things from us with tokens, that's when it starts to come out of the economy. And we can then, you know, direct them. It's like almost like the Federal Reserve in the U.S. burning dollar bills. You know, they can pull them out, burn them, and they don't go back into the economy, and it basically balances everybody's income.
Yeah, I know we have quite a few of our programmers who make the host games, and they do a tremendous job keeping on top of the client changes or what needs to be done to update the hoster programs, but a lot of them have them for sale on real-world dollars. Is there any indications that you've gotten since, you know, they kind of work through management on the hosting programs, as to whether or not they'll get back to where it was a token-only deal?
I haven't had that discussion with anybody. I had a discussion some time ago with Metal Ed where we wanted to incorporate one of his games, one of his RPGs, into one of the zones, and we were working on it at one point. I think we're going to kick that off again in Dreamscape, and I just came from a creative meeting where we started to talk a little bit about it. So there is a possibility of us doing that. Whether or not those will be for tokens or not, be really not so much our choice. And the reason is because, of course, the developers of the games will have, obviously, because they own them, something to say about that. So what I would suggest is that we'll try and make that a token-based kind of thing and see if we can make that happen, yes.
Okay. I know it used to be you never did see a real world price on anything. It was always a token price, you know. And yeah, some of them were a little on the healthy side. Somebody mentioned a little while ago on a hoster program for 10,000 tokens, which is, you know, it back then was healthy. Nowadays, most everybody anymore runs around with 10K at least in their pocket and a whole bunch more in their rooms. Trav was wondering what you say you were talking with the creators. Who are they?
We have a team of nine creators right now, and a couple of them are actually here with us today. You can see that Manny's one, and let me see now. I don't know who else is here. I can't actually see them, but. We have several creators, and the plan of the creators is that we're going to be building and creating all kinds of new things for Dreamscape with the members involved, the same way as we did with Second Kingdom. It was a very, very successful program in Second Kingdom. They were responsible for building several of the new avatars, a lot of new locales, of creating the fair that occurred a few months ago, or a month or so ago, which was extremely successful and very interesting. There was a lot of artwork that was produced, a lot of new locales, a lot of new features, and also they were well involved in the development of all the new features and functions that had happened in Second Kingdom. We want to do the same thing here. So we just finished our first meeting, and I think we've got a sort of an idea that we're going to grow over the next week, and we'll be ready to start to announce that, I'm sure, in a few weeks' time to the members to explain what's happening and what's going to come down the pike.
If somebody has an idea for you know, an application that could be used across the universes, across our worlds, where would they need to post that idea at, or to who? Send it to you, or
you could very easily send them to me. I'm happy to receive all of that stuff and read it. I like to see what people are suggesting. I respond, and if it looks like we need some additional help and it's a good idea, then we'll move it on to the next person and get the person who submitted it involved. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I hope I answered that. Got that question answered. Did I cover that one?
Well,
I hope.
I have a statement from Lucky. Lucky wants me to tell you thanks for all that you've done for us and that your new staff in here is super.
That's great. I wonder how much do we have to bribe him to say that?
I don't know.
Kathy said she had 10,000 tokens when the show started. I bet she doesn't have many left.
Yes,
no,
I think I owed you too, Miss.
Yeah, Miffy.
It seems already, actually, I've noticed, and maybe it's just the fact that I'm in here more often, but I've noticed there's a lot more people on the streets. There seems to be a lot more activity than there was a few weeks ago. So, obviously, the new team is doing something right, and I'm really delighted.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I got an anonymous ESP. Wants to remain anonymous.
Okay.
The oracles were supposed to be mysterious, in my opinion. Since that mystery is now ruined, will there be any entity that is above the oracles that will effectively be mysterious to Chimera?
Well, you never know, do you? I mean,
nope.
That could
happen. Uh-huh. Well, see, I would get the first indication that if we're seeing the oracles and we know who the oracles are, that the mysterious side of it, of course, the mages, for the longest time that I can recall, was unknown unless somehow or another somebody figured out who it was. And
well, there are some mysterious oracles, but the fact that the oracles are being seen, as you can see them now, there are three here, is part of the fact that we want to make sure that the theme is reestablished. And there will be some new people, mysterious people, mysterious entities that will be introduced. And it's just a matter of kind of waiting to see, really.
Miffy's not mysterious. He's just weird.
You know, there's a very fine line between mysterious and weird. Very fine line.
Yeah, that is.
Well, Miffy,
it's the thinnest one in the world right now.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't been around for a while, so I deserve to get the opportunity to pick on him.
I have another
nice to have him here.
From Guardian Orchard. Guardian Orchard says, how would a host own a locale if more than one host does games in the same locale?
Well, as I said before, we're working on the details of it, but it should not be a problem. We have a way of doing it. We figured out how to do it. We just have to work out a few of the little bugs, but it should be a major step forward. So, you know, as we only got the question on Thursday, and we've been working on it, I can't really say that I've got it all nailed down, because I really don't. But we will. We'll have it, and by probably next week, sometime at the end of next week, we'll be able to announce something and tell how it works, and it'll be...
cool.
That, you know, it has always been, of course, you needed to holler for a guide or an acolyte or somebody, whoever was on duty, if you were hosting and had a problem,
mm-hmm.
or I guess you could say maybe a problem child. boy, we're being blank today, aren't we? So they, you know, if they are in a situation where they can control the turf, then they can maybe rectify it without necessarily having to call somebody away from another duty, or, you know, maybe they are tied up doing something with a new, a newbie that's in the world and they are helping them, or, yeah, it,
Well, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Would make it a lot easier for the hosts.
Absolutely.
All the way around, make their games run a lot smoother.
There's no doubt. I mean, that's what we're going to do. What we're planning to do is take locales and make them turfs so that you would have a locale that looked like a public locale but would be accessible by a host, and then the host would be able to, let's say, remove somebody that was causing some havoc in a game. And also have some additional capabilities within that turf. And if so, if there are multiple people that have games in that one turf, then presumably they would be on the turf list. So that's the basic concept for how it's going to be done. But again, as I say, I don't have all the details right now, so it's difficult to really answer a question and make sure I'm not going to give you something that's just rubbish. But if you leave it a few days, I can give you more details, give everybody more details, so that it'll become clear.
Yeah, that answered that pretty much right there. What will the poor ACOs do? They can advise the Orables, and they can pick up the Oracle's dry cleaning. Yeah.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Clean shoes. Yeah.
I have another anonymous question.
Mm-hmm.
When are the AW turfs coming?
That's a good question. I am not sure of the timing. Hang on one second. Let me see if I can find out.
Okay. He is looking it up.
Now, this is what turf?
Everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. Oh, okay.
Yeah, everywhere turf. I don't know why I'm typing when I can talk.
Okay.
I've been asking the same thing, sis, but, you know, I said it'd need the exercise, so I didn't say anything.
Well, I was enjoying the peace and quiet myself.
Oh, nice.
I've got a sort of answer. What I understand is that we're in the final stages of putting them together, but they've got to be checked and they've got to be built. So it's probably going to be a week or two before we can get them out.
Okay.
Let's be nosy here. What kind of features is going to make them stand out more so than just a turf?
Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that question, and I would really like to answer that
answer
question.
Answer that question, but you didn't want to. Okay, fine.
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. If I knew, I'd probably give you a hint, but I really don't know. I'm sure
they're not going to be yellow.
They're probably not going to be yellow.
Not yellow, no.
I think I can safely say that they're very unlikely that they're going to be yellow.
Okay, Grant, take a deep breath.
Okay,
another anonymous question is, will we see a return of any of the old stories and the old oracles like Brother Echo and Vaz and Tiresias and Uni? And
you know, I'm not really, if you like, in charge of the overall theme of where Dreamscape goes, and it's Oracle Twilight who manages that whole thing and is really the final say in that. Cats and Twilight are really in charge of where that goes. Now, I can tell you that you will see some new things, and you will see some things that will help us kind of rebuild and reestablish a lot of the old Dreamscape myth and mythology and the rote that we have. But I can't tell you the specifics because probably those things have not been decided. And quite honestly, even if they had been decided, it's really not up to anybody. It's in the lap of the gods.
Okay. In other words, Marcus.
Yeah.
In the lap of the gods.
There you go.
In fact, I'm going to use that quite a lot in this conversation, I think, in the lap of the gods. Every time I can't answer a question, that's what
I'm going to
do.
Well, it's better than
RSN. Yes, it is.
It works for me. The I know, actually, I've probably stumbled on it by accident, is some of the stories of the myth of Dreamscape, especially, as to, its creation, what things were in the early days, and stuff like that. And it's just kind of tucked away in the community center, and I think a lot of us forget about that location. What about a situation, I know, if you can get to it, there's a bookcase, I believe, right there by Elevator 1, is like maybe having some books that are set there with the titles to it, which puts it out more into public view in case, like a newbie is running around. They don't necessarily know, and some of us oldies forget that's where the books are and where the stories are. This would, bring it more into a public view to where they could just see the books and say, well, what are these? And then click on them and it would tell them what the story was and what the book was, and they could take a look at them and read them then, which would give them a better understanding of what the myth is on Dreamscape.
I think you're going to find that the myth itself and the continuation of the myth is going to be sort of more present than it has been in the last 9 months to a year, maybe longer. And there'll be, I'm sure, many different ways to do that. And that's a good suggestion in terms of make available to members without having to go and hunt for it. But that's not really within what I can answer. All I can tell you is I think everybody's very, very interested in reestablishing it. I noticed that in the VP there was a poll last week that asked the question about whether or not the people that answered the poll, they thought that the theme was key to reestablishing Dreamscape, and it was an overwhelming yes that came back.
I actually think it would help a bunch. Got a question from actually way across the world, and this is from Geisha Misha in K. And
whoa,
her question for you, David, is, that's way across. And she was wanted me to ask you, David, if SK is going to be getting any new bodies like New Horizons and DS are getting.
Yes, there are. There are some new bodies in there, and they're very close to being launched in SK.
Okay.
In fact, there's a whole change and upgrade in the way that the new bodies will be introduced and how people will get them. It won't be a cash-based or token-based achievement process. It'll be something very much more interesting and something that everybody can get involved in. That's going to be launched fairly soon, but it's in development right now.
Good. Kind of going back to, I got sidetracked with that question. I didn't want to have to hold a long time. Kind of going back to placement of the books in more than one obvious and public locale, like the gardens and the temple courtyard. I bet it has been many a month since I've been in the temple courtyard. In the gardens, the stories are there. The physical presence of them out where the folks are traveling most of the time, which we have a tendency, I think, all of us, even in our daily lives in the real world, we go buy something so often that we don't even know if it all of a sudden leaves. We don't realize it's gone until one day we're like, well, wasn't there a such and such that sat right there? And everybody stops and thinks about it. Oh, yeah, there used to be that used to sit there. And you don't even realize that it's gone. But at the same time, if it's something new that comes in and is placed into a locale for a while and then moves to a different locale so that it becomes prominent, you're making people aware of something new, and so they click on it to look. And this way it keeps the clicks and the hits on it generating more.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to have the have things change. I mean, change is always interesting anyway, and I know that Dreamscape has not changed dramatically for a long time, and that's what we're looking forward to doing, to upgrading and changing things that need to be changed. However, I must say that there's a whole group of locales, in fact, a very large number of locales in Dreamscape that should not be changed, and because the members love them and they know them, and I think a very large number would be very upset if they were changed. So it's a sort of a selective upgrade, a selective changing, a selective evolution forward that I think we're looking for.
Well, I just got an ESP from Escali Wabbit, who wants the lobby to have Nippy painted permanently pink.
Well, that's the best suggestion we've had in two shows. I like that.
Everybody wants to make
the
pink.
I like the marigold. I think the marigold yellow works really well.
Oh, yes.
Definitely, yes.
Mm.
Well, let's see. I'm following up here. I have a bunch of questions here. Let's call on you guys. Hold on. Wait. Question from Little Diva. With the AW body changers, can we switch between any AW body and normal body, or is it just the one you had to begin with?
The way that the body changers will work is that anybody that buys a particular Avatar Wears body will be able to go to one or more body changers, and they will be able to change into any other non-Avatar Wears body, or back into the Avatar Wars body that they bought. But they won't be able to go and change to another Avatar Wears body. So each body that comes from Avatar Wears will have its own changer or set of changes. Does that help?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that answered that one.
Change
yeah.
from an Avatar Wears body to a regular Zendo body, as it were, and then back
again. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay,
but only with that Avatar Wears body. That they can
yeah,
change
only
that and back
right.
to,
they
but can't,
be,
can't go
yeah.
from AW to AW.
Why can't they do that?
Why can't they change from one Avatar Wear body to another Avatar Wear body?
Right, yeah, that's what they're asking, yeah.
Well, the problem is this. If we did that, let's imagine that you had Avatar Wear body A and Avatar body B, but you didn't have C, D, or E. Then we would have to have a body changer that had A and B in it, and that would be okay. But then we would have to have a body changer that had A, B, and C in it, in case you had those three. And then we'd have to have another body changer that had A, B, C, and D in it. Right? You understand?
Yeah. So I think I'm getting the idea.
It's exponential. What happens is you have 5 million body changes, because you've got to have every different permutation. And this mm-hmm. is not, I mean, it's just impossible to maintain it.
Good question from Abby here. She's asking, is there going to be a time limit on how far back or how old your Avatar's body is? Like if you bought your AW body a year ago and the body changer comes in tomorrow, would it still be safe, to be able to do those changes with, or, even like 2 years ago when... We have Avatar's bodies started coming out.
Oh, I think what you're saying is that if for example, you had Avatar Wears body in the past and you changed out of it and you went to a regular body and functionally lost the Avatar Wears body, is that what you're talking about?
No.
No, I think it's like if they have their AW body now, but it was mm-hmm. purchased...
Like a year ago.
Yeah, like a year ago, would it still
yeah.
be...
Can you still get it back in the changer?
Yeah, would you still be able to make the changes?
Yeah, I think we would, actually. I'm getting an ESP from Twilight here to help me here, and she's saying we're changing the old bodies as we see them. The old URLs don't work. So I'm presuming that really...
Oh, okay.
So what we have to do is we have to basically, as we see an Avatar Wear body, we have to actually change the name of that body in our system using management powers, and then what happens is from that moment on, that person is then able to go to one of the new body changers.
I have a question for you. Go ahead, Icy, first.
Oh, Omega. Okay, this is from the Whoopi. Will we see the return of large turfs like seven rooms or larger?
I think you may. We have larger turfs in New Horizon, and so I think there's a good chance that you will see turfs of that size.
Ooh.
Okay. This question's coming across as wondering about whether or not you're going to come visit SK, David.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in SK almost every day, at least two to three times. I'm in there looking around, and I spend a lot of time with Chancellor Rickster and Saffron and Dominion in SK. I'm there every day, multiple times. My avatar there is Time Bandit, so if anybody wants to talk to me or ESP me while I'm there, please do so.
Okay, that answers that. The I'm going back on the changers. What if they have a lot of AW items, you know, that they're wearing as accessories? Is that transition still going to be working?
Yeah, exactly the same way as it is now. If you go to a body changer and you have a lot of accessories on at that time, when you change your body, the accessories come with you.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that the way it works? I mean, that's the way I've always seen it work. So it wouldn't be any different, just the function of moving from one body to another. If you've been into Second Kingdom, you'll see that that happens a lot. There are body changes for sorcerers and fairies. And if you have a sorcerer body and you have accessories on it, when you change to a fairy, they all go with you. And, of course, the head goes with you at the same time as well.
Now, this one, I seem to recall it, but now I got to, I was trying to remember what the body looked like.
Wabbit is waving at you, David.
Hello, Wabbit. I'd wave back, but I'm obscured. Yep.
Kind of hiding there a little bit.
I'm hiding. Guardian,
she just realized that who you were. She just realized that she knew Time Bandit. Just hit her that was you.
Guardian Orchid was asking, like, the body that she had gotten was out of a Vendo, but it was a an AW. It was made into an AW body later. Originally, it was a Vendo item.
Hmm. Is that right? That's interesting. The answer to that is I don't know. I imagine it will still work. Okay, again, I'm getting prompted by Oracle Twilight. She's telling me that that we had some bodies into the Vendos very, very early on, and it would all work.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
No, MK, you didn't stay there long enough for me to see it.
Hey, I have another anonymous question. Wants to know if we can have deeper pockets for holding more than six chests and tokens.
This is
good question. I need more pocket room. You know, I need at least two pockets here. No, this
you
is
need pockets.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
you know...
Never
you know, let me just give you a warning here. You do know that if you put too much in your pockets, it actually stretches the fabric.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, so I wouldn't recommend it.
And then it can't fit. Right.
That's right. The problem with adding more into pockets is, again, that's one of those things that was done early on. It was hard-coded in. And we are in a position to change it, but it's one of the things that would have to be put on the server and takes a lot more R&D than making smaller changes to the clients. So it is something that is on our list. It's way back on the list. It's not something that's at the top of the list.
Okay.
So I would not expect to see that until maybe the end of the year or next year, if we can do it at all.
Go ahead.
We'll take turns. Because I know you're getting ESPs and so am I. So go ahead.
Well, MK is asking, like the Avi body that he has right now, used to be one of the little folks. And what he's asking is, with the changers, would he be able to change back into that tiny body, you know, and then back to regular?
Yeah, I think the tiny bodies are avatar wear bodies. That's correct, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Right.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it's exactly that principle. The idea will be there will be one or more body changes available, and those body changes
okay.
will allow people with small bodies to change into any other body which is not an Avatar
okay.
Wears body. And back
well,
again.
I think what it means is he's already changed into the big body. So he's already changed out of his little body, and that's what he was
right,
asking.
Yeah.
And
no,
Cassie
no, it wouldn't
no.
work that way.
Cassie
no,
says, no, it won't work that way. Okay.
No, it doesn't work that way. No. You see, we've been trying to fix this problem of the body tickets and changing backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
for a long time, and this is the solution to that, because we've always felt that when you buy an Avatar Wears body, it would be much, much better if you could keep that body and change
right.
back out of it. What people have been doing in the past is if they've had multiple avatars, is they've been having one of their avatars be that Avatar Wear body so that they could keep it long term. And we've found a better way to do it. Now you'll be able to buy an Avatar Wears body and change back and forward whenever you want to. And you'll be able to have multiple Avatar Wear bodies. For example, let's say that you had a body. You could change from a small body to a regular Zendo body, in a body changer body, and then go to another Avatar Wear's body changer, let's say for one of the new bodies that will be coming out, or the Yvonne body that just came out, change into the Yvonne body and have that for some time, and then be able to change back because you purchased both of those Avatar Wear bodies.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That was a complex answer, but it's. I think I'm correct in saying it.
Okay. I have a question from Anonymous.
Right.
More Anonymous is popular today.
You know, that
more
person,
Anonymous.
Is, yeah. Go ahead.
Anonymous is actually asking quite a few questions. Can there be a $1 account in the world that, for example, if it's a $1 account and you can just be a ghost?
The same way as we have in the Second Kingdom, which is
a
$1 trial account. Yes, there's no reason why it can't. We now have the billing system in place that will allow us to do it. We did not have that with Dreamscape or New Horizon up until a couple of weeks ago. In fact, the beginning of last week.
Oh.
So you're able to come in the world for a dollar, but you are only a ghost. And
no, actually, that's...
No,
it's a full account. We would be able to do that. Now, I'm not going to tell you we're going to do
it
immediately.
It would not be a trial. It would be like a regular count.
Yes,
it's
a tried-out count. The biggest,
oh, a trial
the biggest problem... Yes, exactly, and it just lasts for 1 week. The biggest problem with having these accounts for $1 is harvesting of tokens.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest problem.
Well, you can't harvest them if you're a ghost, though, can you?
No, actually, they would be. It would be a full account if we were to do it. Now we could do it with a ghosting account, the same way as they do in Japan.
Yeah.
And then you'd be exactly right. Yeah. There'd be no.
Yeah, just be a ghost, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be the account. You're a ghost.
Right. We're much more likely to introduce a 1 week account in Dreamscape. Because that limits the amount of harvesting that goes on. Incidentally, I just see somebody say that they can only get one trial account on a credit card. That's not true. You can get up to 3 accounts on 1 credit card, and if you want more accounts on that credit card, you have to get it approved by our support group. And the reason for that is that we have had in the past, and in fact this is pretty common with subscriptions online, but when somebody has a stolen credit card, they come in and they open 25 accounts on that one credit card, and it becomes a big problem because the credit card companies think that we're trying to somehow scam a credit card. And so this is pretty common, as I say, on the internet, that they're usually limited to 2 or 3 accounts from 1 credit card. But if we know that you're a good customer, then we're willing to open it up for more.
Whether they were saying like on the trial account, is that still mm-hmm. effective there that you could get
it
free?
Is, but I think the message really is that it's very, very hard to harvest accounts if you can only get 3 on a credit card. Well, a lot of
mm-hmm.
people have multiple credit cards. And that's what the problem has.
Okay. That one
yep.
answered that pretty good. The What else did we have going on? We were talking about being able to read some stuff with the browsers. Of course, that was being able to get paint codes and stuff back.
Right.
We kind of covered that with a new browser that could be a feature coming up. We talked briefly about, you know, being able to see what somebody was holding in their hands, and I did not realize until just now when somebody mentioned it that if you do click on the item somebody's holding, you can see what it is. And I was not aware of that until just now.
As I say, that's some of the new things that have been introduced into the new client that you can go and hunt for. They're on the menu. You have to click and have a look at it and try it out. But there are some really some cool little things that have been added.
Yeah, that I like that because there's been sometimes we've gotten new items that have been as acolyte prizes or guide prizes, and trying to figure out to see what it was. What I see was holding, so I'd have to ask, what do you got? You know, or what is that? And of course, there are some items that I've seen in both worlds that I had never seen before. So this IDs it with, you know, somebody's parked or something. Is there any protection on the new clients as far as patching going on?
Yes, there is.
Making it to where it's, you know, going to be extremely hard to make a patch?
Well, we're attacking it from two different points of view. One is that the client is a stronger client and has some safeguards in it, which are there not only for that, but also for protecting people's accounts. But on the other side, what we're trying to do is to make the need for having these illegal patches kind of irrelevant. So that when we find a patch, or when somebody suggests a patch that's done that makes sense and doesn't harm the client or the members or the server or anything else, then we'll incorporate it in. Which is really what should have been done from the beginning, but we've never been really in a position to do it.
Okay. Well, this is an interesting question, too. Is there a possibility in upcoming clients having like a customizable skin for the VZones client?
Yes, there is. Yeah, that's something that is, again, on the list of things that we have. It's probably not far away, and the only reason I'm kind of saying the lap of the gods here is that I'm not exactly sure what stage we're in, but we have been working on this for some time, and it isn't too much of a problem to do it.
I got a question as to what is a patch? They don't understand how it actually works.
The way that the client was originally designed is that it was made so that people are able to kind of change some of the functions within the client. You've got to know what you're doing, and it's not easy to do, but it can be done, or it could be done. Now we're adding some protections against that.
Yeah,
patching is something that from the beginning has been a problem, and the reason is because patching can sometimes, if it's done poorly by somebody, it can confuse the server, and when it confuses the server, it can crash the world. And if you remember rightly, we went through a long, long period in VZ connections where it was crashing, not, I wouldn't say daily, but certainly every 3 or 4 days.
I want to bet.
Yeah, well, maybe it was. Maybe that was wishful thinking.
Yeah, it was.
It was probably daily. A big chunk of that was because of some patches that were illegal and were a real problem. And we at that point didn't have the capability to be able to identify them and isolate them. But we're getting better at it. But as I say, if somebody wants to put a patch in and they think it's something that's worthwhile, all they have to do is just let us know. And if it makes sense and it doesn't cause any problems without some modification, we'll incorporate it. Because if it's worthwhile, why not? Why wouldn't we incorporate it?
Makes sense to me. I mean,
yep. It
kind of comes back to that, you know, if you have a question about something, ask. The worst they can do is tell you no.
Well, exactly. Well, actually, better than that, we're not going to say no. What we're going to say is no, and here's the reason why, but
That's
if we did this,
way
this,
to...
and this to it, we could include it.
Right. Well, I have a question for Q-Ball, if you, I mean, as a
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Your turn.
Q-Ball wants to know, are there any plans to introduce helpful links to the to other guests related to detailed tutorial for new movies on the VZone.com website?
Well, that was breaking up for me. I don't know if it was for everybody else. But,
yeah, it was.
But I got every third word. And the answer to that is green, unless it's Wednesday.
Huh? He doesn't even know what I said, obviously.
I have no idea what that question was. I'm sorry.
Okay. If your boss is asking if there are any plans to introduce helpful links to DS-related sites, such as detailed tutorials for newbies on the VZones.com website.
Actually, we've added a little bit, and we're adding more and more as time goes by. If you go to the help screen, you'll find that there's a better newbie help screen than there ever was before. That's on the website. And we've got a couple of other members who have produced some pages that have been linked in as well. But again, anything that anybody produces that's helpful, the way that we've changed the help screen now, if you click on your help at the top and see and click on contents, you'll see a little pop-up page, and it has new member help, facts, contacts, all of these. These are now variable. We can add more pages to each one of these, whereas we couldn't do it before without a big problem. So anybody that has a helpful page, anybody that has an unhelpful page can keep it to themselves, but anybody that has a helpful page, we'd be happy to link it in.
I have a question from Jake Matrix, who's asking if there are plans to add the paint features from the old Magicka patch into the new client, like to get the paint codes option.
That's the one I was talking about before, yes. The answer is absolutely yes. Yep.
And I have another question. When is it expected to have the AW changers in Inkscape?
That one requires us completing the Macintosh client and the upgrade of the Macintosh client. And that one is on its last legs. We're finishing it and doing some QA on it next week. So if everybody in the room can cross their fingers, please. Is everybody crossed?
Can we cross our eyes, too?
Everybody.
Oh, wait.
Come on, everybody's crossed? Okay. Then it should be very, very quick. But believe me, my fingers are crossed here, and I hope everybody else's are too. So it'll be as quickly as we can possibly get it out there. Believe me, want to, because but once we've done that, we can introduce pets. And we really want to do that because we've had so many requests for pets.
Yeah, pets are going to be cool.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, people in Second Kingdom love them. I can't tell you quite the number, but I can tell you that it's we have almost an equal number of pets to regular avatars in the Second Kingdom right now, which is really quite astounding.
Yeah, but watch out for that dang dog, though.
Yeah. I like the dog best, too. I actually worked on the creation of the artwork.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did the peeing. I am responsible for the peeing.
Okay, now the truth comes out, everyone. Now we know. It was all
And I haven't heard somebody say, and where's the wolf at?
Nope.
Is there going to be any, DS-exclusive avatars?
Yes, there are. There's going to be one exclusive pet avatar for Dreamscape. And there's going to be some new avatars coming out very, very soon. Manny, who's I think still in your room here, has developed a really, really great avatar that we're working on the final stages of right now that will be coming out in Dreamscape. And there's some more coming up soon. So, and as you know, that we just released the Yvonne avatar in Dreamscape, which is the first one to have colorable shoes. Which doesn't sound that exciting to some people that don't know the zones, but to the rest of us, it's really an exciting move forward.
Anybody that can paint their shoes in any world's happy.
Yeah, really.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
You don't want to know how my shoes are.
Yeah, exactly.
The new pets the new pet items that are coming out, we've seen some of them, and when you hand them an item, it you can no longer see it. Is that a little quirk that's going to get that?
No, it's the nature of the pets. The problem with that is that it would be very hard to have, for example, a spider or a mouse that's holding a piece of pizza or something like that.
Well, we were saying along the lines of the penguin, you know, have the spider win a penguin and hand it to him.
Yeah, it's just a function of scaling. It's a problem with the scaling. You can see, for example, look at the parrot that's there. I can see somebody holding there. You can see that it would be very difficult for the parrot to hold something. And so that's why... that's why it's a problem right now. But however, we do have the capability fairly soon of having changeable heads for pets.
Ooh.
And that will be introduced, but it's not going to probably be introduced until the end of the year or so.
No.
I can't tell you what
the plan is. You'll screw on just like the new ones, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I can't tell you the...
Okay.
Do you want to know what pets are, I'm sorry, what, do you want to know what pets are going to be introduced into this?
Oh, yeah. What pets?
Yeah.
The list that I have here is the puppy, the cat, the spider, the parrot, and there will be eventually three or four kinds of parrots. There's a bunny rabbit and a bear and the squirrel. And any more that we develop. So if you have a pet account in Dreamscape, you'll be able to switch at random to any of those different bodies.
Well, that sounds neat.
Yep. And the squirrel will be the unique one for Dreamscape.
Uh-oh.
There's the dog.
Look out.
There's the dog. Watch
Wait,
out,
Miss?
Magic Knight. He's going to get it.
Oh, yeah. Watch out for that. Oh,
there you go. See?
Yeah.
Dang dog. Taking lessons from Trev.
Yeah, well.
I really like the pets. They're great.
Oh, yeah, the dog is cracks me up. I mean,
yep.
Anyway, my question comes from Abby.
Uh-huh.
She says, when we were in Pride, we had item paint parties, where we were allowed to bring three items to the party, and the world managers there would have them color changed or engraved for one time only for that particular item. Will DS ever have that option?
It's a good suggestion. The answer is I don't know. I'm sure that's something that Cats and Twilight are going to remember and probably be able to comment on. But the answer is I don't know. Sounds like a good idea.
Yes, you're just trying to say not mage items, just any items, you know, that you might want to have a color change on.
Well, I actually am not, I think it's a great idea. I can see that Oracle Twilight is just, ESP man says that she thinks it's a good idea too. I'm not trying to evade the question, I'm just saying that I don't think we've ever considered it, and it is something that I think would be fun to do, yes, absolutely.
Oh, cool, okay.
I don't have
Kathy, you're cleaning up after that dog.
Right.
I ain't cleaning the room. Well, I'm out of questions. How about you? Any questions?
I don't have one right at the moment.
Well, that's good.
Anybody in the room wants to throw something out there, jump on it.
Our avatar where cottage is coming to DS. I can see that one. Again, that's part of the Avatar Wares plan, and I'm honor bound not to predict anything that's coming in Avatar Wares. I can get severely slapped.
Severely? Okay.
Severely slapped, which is more suitable for Cebu City. So I'm not going to do it here in Dreamscape.
Any other questions, guys?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's a question coming up. Will there be any new bodies available for tokens? Not just Avatar Wares, but new, you know, vendor bodies for tokens.
I'm sure there will. There will be bodies that will be made available many different ways. And that's going to be that's a little teaser. Many different ways.
Another question, when do you think the body changes will open?
Well, again, as I said before, that has to do with the Macintosh client. We have to complete that, and once that's done, then everything else kind of slips in behind it.
Right. Yeah, go Mac.
Okay. But I think you're going to see, just to let you know, I think you're going to see some great stuff coming from the creators team. Avatar Wears, I think you're going to see some really superb things coming from Avatar Wears. Twilight and Cats and the rest of the Oracles are working really hard on some really terrific events and some new things that are going to be going on in Dreamscape. I can see already that the members are really getting involved, and the number of members that I'm seeing on the street is increasing dramatically. That's really good,
yeah.
Too.
It is good.
And, you know, I have to be blunt. For a long time, I haven't had very many what one might call nice emails that have come to me from the Dreamscape members, but I'm increasingly getting more and more nice emails saying that they really like the way that Dreamscape's moving now, that they like the direction, and that they're pleased with what we're doing. And it's really nice to get them. I love to get emails. I love to get great emails. I don't like to get emails with viruses attached, but I do like to get emails that tell us what people like and what people don't like.
Jake Matrix just wants everyone to know that even Jake Matrix is back.
Even Jake Matrix is back. Well, there's a big step forward. Or maybe back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Trev wanted me to pass on to you, David, his compliments on being so straightforward on everything. With your conversations Thursday night and this afternoon also.
I know that I have a reputation for being anything but straightforward. You know, I've seen the messages, and I've actually once or twice I've been into the Underground Forum and I read some of the wonderful things that go on in there. But the truth is that whether or not they want to believe it or not, I am trying to be straight, have been trying to be straight for a long time, and I've always tried to be straightforward with the members. It hasn't always been easy. You know, let me just kind of give you a little bit of potted history about where Dreamscape and the rest of the zones and the world's way technology has been. I joined in 1996. I joined Fujitsu to run the zones. And at that point, the company was a lot of money, and Fujitsu had basically put in something in the region of about $44 to $45 million into the development of it. And at that time, I was given the task of trying to turn it around and make it a business that could actually pay for itself. And in order to do that, I had to do some things with the staffing that was at Worlds Away that I didn't much like and nobody else liked. But we had to do something to make it so that Fujitsu would keep the zones running. And we did it. And at that time, I started to get a sort of a bad name as being maybe the Hatchet Man or something like that.
A few others that were a little worse.
But, you know, 2 weeks, let me tell you this, 2 weeks after I joined Fujitsu, I got a message from Japan saying, you have 3 months to get this fixed or close it down. And I did. I had 3 months, and at the end of 3 months, we were break even so that the business could continue. And Japan basically gave it another 6 months. And 2 weeks into that six-month period, they said to me, well, you better find a way to fund it yourself because we're not going to fund it from Japan anymore. And so
well, we're
I
still
got,
here, so you're
exactly.
done something
yeah.
right.
Well, I don't know if I did it right. We just did it. I mean, Robert and I can't tell you the things that we did in order to keep this thing going. And I went to Japan and begged for cash. I got a little bit of cash, got another bit of time, and then we eventually moved it forward and found a way to get it funded, which was to get it into Avaterra. And we hoped that would work, but the climate with the dot-coms at that time just wouldn't support us for any longer than about 12 months. And so in the process, you know, both I and Robert have done some things that we've done everything we can possibly do to keep this thing alive, not only keep it alive, but try and move it forward. We're just now, because of the fact that we've kind of got it stabilized and we've got a good member base that's really loyal and we're starting to grow, we're now in a position where we can start to make some things happen. And that's why you're going to see more from Robert and more from me, and you're going to see a lot of new things occurring because we've managed to get it to a point where we can start to make some really good things happen. And it wasn't that we didn't want to be straightforward beforehand. It's just that we didn't have a heck of a lot of things to say, quite honestly.
I've got a tough question for you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This one comes again from across the other worlds from SK.
Uh-huh.
How old is David?
How old is David? Old enough to know better. You want to know, I'm actually in my early 50s.
Oh, good.
Oh, your age.
Yeah, he's still spring chicken with a half sprung spring.
Oh,
that's all.
There we are, absolutely. Yeah. And you can hear it boing. You can hear the spring boing.
I have another question physically or mentally.
I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead, Katya.
I just asked if I was physically or mentally.
Yeah,
physically I'm about 6, which is good. Actually, mentally I'm six, and physically I'm up in my 50s. But yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a tough question from Miss Anonymous again.
Yep.
What is the story behind that? The huge downtime we had when you were asking for money from the members to keep the world open.
The story behind that was that Avaterra obviously got itself into some severe problems, and we were promised a lot more cash from our backers, and we just didn't get it. At the last minute, and I mean the last minute, we were unable to get the funding that was promised to us. And I realized at that point, and the board of directors realized at that point, that we had to do something dramatic to keep it alive, because we were functionally out of cash.
Yeah.
At that point, the board of directors, including representatives from Fujitsu Japan, decided to license the technology to Robert and Virtual Universe. At that point, I was actually off of the board of directors and actually had resigned from the company. And the board of directors then was dissolved, and Robert ran by himself. And I, quite honestly, to this day, don't know how he managed to do it, but he managed to run it by himself for about a year. And I was off running another company, which was called Virilon, I think a lot of people know about, which was another .com that was funded by quite a number of people in the Silicon Valley. What happened was that at the back end of that year, just as Robert was starting to gain some ground, we had a real big problem with the credit card companies, that is, that Virtual Universe did. And I wasn't really aware of it because I wasn't involved in it, and all I was doing was communicating with Robert every couple of weeks by email just to ask him how things were going. But what happened was the credit card companies had a group of complaints from a small group of individuals, and those complaints caused the credit card companies to switch off the company's capability to be able to accept credit cards. So at that point, it was out of business because there was no way to generate any cash.
Trev, you got a question for David? I think you're still on with us.
Yeah,
sit up straight now so we can hear you.
Yeah, sit straight. Sit straight.
Yeah, sit up straight.
Okay, I'm sitting
up. Yeah, watch that one.
I just want to say real quickly, David and managers and the Oracles, bravo. I think you're doing a good job. I'm really impressed, and I really appreciate you and Robert being so honest and straightforward.
You'll have to speak up a little bit more. I'm getting ESPs that they can't hear you.
Yeah.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I'm getting ESPs.
Can't hear him.
Okay, basically I said, bravo, I think you're doing a great job. You, the world managers, the Oracles. I'm really impressed. I'm impressed with your honesty and how straightforward you've been. I think really appreciated, not just by me, but by everybody.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I know that the team is doing a really good job. They're working very, very hard. And everybody has the best interests of Dreamscape and the rest of the zones at heart. We want to see Dreamscape go on for another 25 years. Or even longer.
Is that all?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place. Everybody loves it. I mean, there are so many people that send me emails saying that it's changed my life. It's done so many things for me. I think that is really important, and I think it would be a tragedy if it didn't go on. And we're really trying hard to make it happen, you know?
Well, there is... The changes in people's lives that the worlds have been able to bring about, what a lot of folks do not know or do not realize, we have quite a few members in all of our worlds, for that matter, that are handicapped. Some of them are wheelchair bound. They're unable to walk or jump or run, but yet they come into the virtual reality world and they are able to do these things. And it is a, it's a big family, but it's a big city. No matter what world you're in, you can participate with friends and you can walk with somebody, you can sit and talk, you can wave. There are so many things that you can do. And somebody had mentioned, gosh, it's probably a couple of years ago even, where their doctor, and I don't even remember what type of a doctor it was, recommended Dreamscape to them at that time as part of therapy. And they thought it was the greatest thing since peanut butter.
Is that
unbelievable in a bit. Yeah, well, either or. But it's that kind of situation where if they don't say anything about their handicap, we never know. And we fail sometimes to forget, not necessarily is everybody able to do everything in the real world that they're able to do in here. Not hardly, Andy. Andy tells me being in world keeps her out of trouble. Yeah, all right, sure. Yeah, not.
But
we've seen the. I just wanted to pass on the compliments with the. Being straightforward, Robert has done the same thing when we've had him on the air, has answered questions as they fired at him. You have done the same thing, being very straightforward and honest, at least in my opinion, everything that I've been listening to and the results that I'm seeing, give me all of the indications that you are. But the straightforwardness is, especially with the folks in DS, more than any of the world, especially with the folks in DS, is cut the bull crap and tell us what's going on, and that's fine and dandy. Don't play games. And I have gotten very many comments, and almost all of them have something saying on how honest or how straightforward your answers were and how much that was appreciated.
Well, I think up until now, it's always been somebody else telling you what I said, or somebody else telling you what Robert said.
Oh, yes. That's why I love having you guys on. Yeah, that's why I like that.
Coming from you.
That's always open to a little bit of interpretation. It's much better for me to say it, and that's the way it's going to be,
Right. Plus, you get to beat the rumor guys at it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Trev, you had something you needed to add?
I forgot one thing, and I feel really bad. I should have included all the staff, not just the world managers, Oracle, Robert, and David. All the staff was really busting their butts, I thought. I just wanted to include that. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Well, that's okay. I thought you were going to walk up front and go, "Hi, Bambi." I'll tell you later, probably. I need to put a couple of folks on hold here for just a sec, okay? So don't go away. I think I can take it now. Miffy, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear
there.
You.
Hi there. David, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Avatar Airways, I'm being asked this a lot being an Oracle. I'm getting asked this a lot, so I come direct to you. Avatar Airways, I noticed a couple of weeks back we had a PayPal or something going on about the costs for PayPal, and you were thinking of possibly we could take credit cards directly. And,
can you speak a little bit louder on that by ESC?
Actually, I heard the answer to the question. I know the answer. I can repeat the question maybe if it's a bit of a problem. You were asking about what happened recently with AvatarWares and the fact that we had a problem with PayPal, and whether or not we were going to be able to provide other forms of payment, including taking credit cards for them. And actually, I talked about this on... I talked about it on Thursday, actually. Here's what happened. PayPal, in their infinite wisdom, decided that we had too many accounts. And so they decided to close all of our accounts and give us about 13 minutes notice. which what I would call is what, if you think we've got bad customer service, and we don't, but if you thought we did, that would be the epitome of really bad customer service. So we ended up being in a situation where we had to close all the Avatarware pages. We had no other way of doing it, and so that nobody could order anything. And we went to PayPal, and luckily I knew somebody over there, and we were able to get reestablished within a couple of days. In the process of that happening, it became very evident to us that we couldn't rely on them long term. So what we've done is we've got a plan in place, and it's being worked on right now, so you'll be able to pay directly with credit cards, same way as you do with your subscription, if you want to. And what I'm also looking at is other ways, other kinds of PayPal. The problem I've got is that there aren't too many out there anymore, companies that compete with PayPal. But if there were, believe me, I would jump to it very, very quickly.
Well, that fits right in with the question Mark he had here. He wanted to know, many Europeans don't have credit cards. Will there be something like AlterPay, like they used to have?
Well, AlterPay is one of the ones that I'm looking at right now, and it may be a good solution for us. I don't have all the details. They've been a bit slow getting back to me. But AlterPay is one, and there's a couple of other alternatives. But there aren't that many companies out there anymore. There were, a year ago, there were 20 or 30 companies offering online payment systems or other like that. Now it's down to a handful.
Thanks for your answer, David. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you, Miffy. Nice to have you on with us, bud.
Thanks, Miff.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let me go across to the big pond again. MK's been holding forever. Yes, MK.
Hello, guys. I've got a couple of questions for you, Dave. I've forgotten what one of them was, but I'll go for my original one. What do you think the response you would have got when you first came on air? Did you think it would be a hostile response? Because given over the past 2 years, a lot's gone on. You've seen what went on in the Underground Forum. So I was just wondering what kind of response you expected to get.
No, actually, I didn't expect that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, turn your speakers down, MK.
MK. Yeah, it's MK's speakers.
Believe me, I'm easily confused.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I didn't really expect a bad response. I did go out and buy a pair of asbestos underpants. They have nothing to do with coming on the air. No. Actually, yes. I expected to get a lot of hostile responses. Because I generally get, one or two a week, people saying, you screwed this up. You screwed that up, or something like that. So I do get some hostile emails, and I expected to get some on the air. It hasn't worked out that way. I don't know whether or not it's because we've been heavily answering the questions, but I'm happy to take any question that comes in. I really am. If somebody doesn't like me or is upset with something that I've done, then tell me. I'm more than happy to listen. I'm not necessarily happy to respond, but I'll listen to it.
And he has.
Stop. You see what I put up with here, David? Look at this. Just look at that.
They're on the Barbie phone while we're trying to hold an interview here. Okay, you thought of what it was. Okay, here's MK again. Okay, MK.
Sorry about that. Yeah, my other question was, who actually owns V-Zones now?
V-Zones is owned by a company called Stratagem Corporation. And the operations of the zones are done by Virtual Universe. We don't own Spiti, but we do manage it. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah, the Avawares, who owns it?
AW Inc. is an outside company that I actually don't know who the shareholders of AW Inc. is, but it's a company that we have a contract with. Stratagem Corporation is owned by myself and some other people, some investors.
That answered that pretty good, I think. Do you have another question, Ice?
Let me check mine. No. Anyone else have any questions?
Okay, good. Well, thanks for having me on the air again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I really appreciate having you here with us.
Actually, what I would like to...
Oh, wait a minute. Trev's got something that he needs.
Oh, well, you know how Wolfie
does. I got you back on, Trev.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Take me 1 second, sorry.
Oh, he has to compose himself. Okay, yeah. So, Abby wants to know, when you're coming back, David?
When I'm invited, but we were talking about 30 days. Might want to come before the end of September because of what we were talking about with the client. And see if I can make that and then talk about what we're going to put into it.
Right. Okay, well,
we could look at the first week of October, which would be 30 days, unless we hit someplace between the 24th and 27th of September. If he's ready at that time, we can do it. I mean, we can do it at any time.
Well, just let me know. I'm happy to do it. I'm sure I can I can fit it in because it's generally either in the evening or on Saturday.
That's
good. Me too.
David?
Okay. Yes.
David, somebody had asked me once if you were going to make a client that would work with Linux.
Yeah, that was a question I actually didn't get a chance to answer, but you came in on ESP just now. You know, again, I don't know whether or not it's possible to do that. It probably is. We don't have a Linux person on our team, somebody that's very, very knowledgeable about it. If there's somebody outside that would be...
guys.
Yeah, exactly. If there's somebody outside that could give us some advice, I'd love to hear it. But we're not...
there's some out there.
More. Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. So, we're basically unsure at the moment of anything in that area.
Well, I'm a Windows person, so I wouldn't know, but... Oh, don't look at me, sis. I don't even know how to run a Mac.
Hey, David?
All right. Yes.
Oh, there's Trev.
Yeah. But I need you, Trev. I'm sorry. It'll only take 1 second.
Hi, Davey. Later, Bobby.
See, when he does this, we can understand every word he says.
Yeah, why is that?
The rest of the time, we got to tell him to sit up straight so we can understand him.
Okay, Miss is wondering, are we going to have the radio show at same time noon? You mean another show with David on or another...
Well, the question that he had asked is let us have it at this time, please, at noon, which is what I'd typed in and saying that when we do our shows with David, we'll do one on the DS night show, and then we'll do one on Saturday at noon, Watts VZT with David, so that our European folks can have a chance to come in.
Okay, I'm also being
told. That's the best plan.
Times for the Get Well postcard picture for Kitty Cat.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Event Center Stage. Let's see. The next next one's coming up at 3 p.m., then at 6 p.m. Kitty's son will the screenshots and take it to her.
What about an NH show? Yeah, well, we do need to do one right now. The my indications are at least DS has been long overdue for a show, and we get Robert kind of in a when we get him to talk. Yeah,
he's been in a lot.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, that is true, Ambie. Maybe we can get him come over and visit in NH one of these nights when we're doing a show over there too.
Yeah.
And we'll just get him all fired up. But yeah, you're right, Andy. the situation, it's having you more or less representing, I guess, stronger to the DS side, and Robert, of course, comes and invades our shows from NH, and from time to time he is put in an appearance here in DS at the shows. We use that term loosely as Icy's been turned into a little puddle on the stool, but that's okay.
Yeah, he melted me, David.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Robert melted me.
Yeah, actually, I think there's pictures that exist someplace.
Well, could you imagine, I mean, quite honestly, if you're going to be melted, could you imagine being melted by anybody else but Robert?
I ain't testing that one. Somebody wanted to ask real quick before you got out of here, David, is how are the creators chosen?
Well, we had people that asked to join, and we looked over. Well, first of all, we selected some people that had been Avatar Web artists who had done really, really good jobs. We also selected some people that we'd seen had been very creative in other areas, and then we had some people that actually volunteered to join. We looked over what they were doing, and we made the choice from there. We actually have 9 people right now. It's a maximum of 10. We'll have on this team, and but that's basically how it was done.
The we'll pass this on so that you can have download it and burn it to a CD if you really want, and you can have if you do any shotgun practice. MK will be having 2 hours worth of show, which is almost 2 hours. Available, I think, off from the DS member site. Is that right? When he's going to do a bunch of compressing on it to make the file as small as he
can. We're talking
Cue Ball,
not MK.
Yeah.
You're mixing up your kitty cats there, Grant.
Well, they're sitting right in line.
Yeah. It's easy to get confused, I know.
Yes, You'll have it available up on the DS member site for a download or in a couple of hours. Okay.
Cool. All right.
I want to thank you, Q, for taking the time to be able to record it for us and be an MP3 format. Cool. I might even have to download that just for posterity.
Just for the fun of it. Yeah, just to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was cool, David.
Good. Well, thank you very much. Again, thanks for inviting me. It's been great to do this. I've enjoyed both of the 2 programs, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Well, we have thoroughly enjoyed having you with us. And you know,
I'll email you.
DS and all of the other worlds are tickled to death that they were able to listen in and post questions and get answers from you.
Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I'll email you, and we'll work out a time for next time.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, David. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And away he goes. Whew.
We did good.
Yes, we did. What did we
lose? Lots of questions.
We lost Katka. Where did Katka go to?
Hey, sis. Dang, Ackles. Oh, of course. Sorry, she's not.
Oh, she went to go help somebody. Yeah, okay.
Oh, you know.
Well, thank you, Abby. Glad you could be with us.
Yeah, this is cool.
And
thank you all for coming.
Especially taking time out on an event weekend, too. Some of you missed a couple hours worth of gaming there, but we do appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, there's Todd. You're the half of our world manager team. Thank you, Todd.
Hi, Fly.
Hugsy.
Oh,
glad you had a good time. Hugs,
Sudarini,
Truni. Sudarini's up there, too.
I didn't get a chance to say hi to Sudar.
Yeah.
Hi, Sudarini. There's still I did a check a while ago as to where everybody was at, and we did have the big room for quite a while. Wendell and Jotsy and Bud Bundy, Andy's up there, Ashley and Rickster. Does you?
Oh, everybody up there.
Still up in the clouds. Yeah, so we still had quite a few up
we
in the clouds.
We did good. We did good.
Yes, we did.
Yes,
and
you can stop recording
to wait
now.
For the whole damn thing.
Oh, he wants us to say goodbye like we're leaving so that he can stop recording.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us. And we'll just say goodbye.
Okay, you can stop recording now.
And that way he doesn't have to do a whole bunch of editing. He just wanted to simplify things. I know.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. Oh, hi, Bob.
Oh, yeah. At least she wasn't singing. Well,
hey.
Too bad. Maybe she should have had her singing.
I ain't singing.